Ian Holzhauer joins us again on WGN. Ian, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me again, John.
Are you having fun, or are you guys getting tired of this?
No. I mean, it's great. And if nothing else, my brother's becoming financially successful at a pretty rapid rate, so I can't complain about anything.
Is he going to share any of that with the family?
I don't know. That hasn't really been discussed. Right now, I think we're just happy about his accomplishments on the game show.
When his run started, or when he became famous for his run, because he'd been winning for a while, you came on with us, and you reminded us that these episodes were taped in February at the time, right?
Right. And I'm not even sure, we may be into March now, but yeah, they were taped a long time ago.
Okay, so that's just this. There's this weird time lag. That is, he may still be winning, or he may not still be winning, because of the lag between what we see on TV and what's actually happening, right?
Right. And I didn't know this at the time, but I guess when he was traveling out to L.A., he would have to come up with kind of a cover story to tell people for where he was.
Well,
and this is true.
Let me ask you, Ian, where is James these days?
So he's on vacation this week, and that's a true statement. I don't think he's in L.A. or anything like that. But they're also not filming the show, so they're off on their summer break right now, and that's public information.
Do you know, is he still winning?
Yeah, I don't know that. And I think if he tells anyone, they withhold the winnings from him, so he's got a pretty good incentive not to.
So it's possible that after this summer break they're on, he'll continue to record episodes that we'll see later in the year. Or it may be that he's out and we're just now watching the episodes that were previously recorded.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be pretty incredible if he were still going in the fall, but yeah, that is possible.
Well, I don't see how anybody's going to take him down. I mean, these just haven't been that close, have they? What's the closest anybody's been to him? Do you know?
Well, there were two games that were very close. There was one that was within $18.
Oh, my.
And then actually game two was a real scare. So the contestant that was beating him had a daily double at a really crucial time and got it right. And he was really on the ropes, but he managed to pull through. So it's definitely not a foregone conclusion. Every game is important.
I want to be open to you. So our news click, we do a daily web poll question here.
Sure.
Is James Holzhauer, this was yesterday, James Holzhauer is still dominating on Jeopardy. And then you had four options to what you think's going on. A, he's smarter than everyone. B, he's quicker than everyone. And that's the answer I gave, because obviously he's super smart, but I think the trick is to be quick. Anyway, C, he's smarter and quicker than everyone. But that may not be true, because if you're not the smartest, but you're the quickest, you'll still prevent other people from at least getting a first crack at it. I mean, if you had to be one, I would say be smart enough, but be quicker, as opposed to quick enough and smarter. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think another part of it is being able to take risks. That's a big part of it. On these daily doubles, a lot of people just don't feel comfortable risking their entire bankroll on one question. He's a professional gambler. He calls that an even money proposition. He said, look, if a casino were offering me even money for something when I get questions right 90% of the time, I'd take that any day. And I think that willingness to deal with risk helps him out.
D of the ABCD answers to explain your brother's success is, I think something's fishy here. Well, I'm glad you're laughing, because I don't like the implication there. But 12% said that. I mean,
yeah.
It's weird how well he's doing.
Yeah, yeah. If I didn't know him and I were just watching this on TV for the first time, I mean, it would be shocking. But kind of having grown up around it, it's not surprising at all to me.
Okay, but so say he runs the table on Potent Potables or Shakespearean quotes or something, right? I know some of us have silos of information we'd be good at, but it's not just how deep he goes, but it's how broad. I mean, are you shocked at sometimes the categories that he's knowledgeable in?
I actually think it's kind of to his advantage that he's not like a scholar, right? I mean, if he were somebody that studied Shakespeare and had a degree in that, he'd be so deep in that it would hurt his breadth. Really, I think what helps him is, you know, his real interests in life are truly like professional wrestling, baseball, music. He really likes like heavy metal. and all this other stuff, he can just kind of casually skim the surface on one of the most famous quotes from Shakespeare literature, what are some famous plays, and not really have to go too deep into them. And I think it actually works to his advantage that Jeopardy asks about a breadth of questions, but not very deep.
Well, would you categorize his memory? Is it photographic, or is there something special about his ability to recall?
I think you kind of hit it on the head earlier. I think recall is the more important aspect of it than just remembering, because I think there are a lot of people that can remember facts, but he's just lightning quick, as people are seeing on TV.
Yeah. Ann Holzhauer's on a phone line. If you got a question or comment, something that's been puzzling you about his brother's extraordinary ability, you can call or text in right now, 312-981-7200. Ian, do you think this is good for the show? I suppose so, huh? I mean,
look, people are talking about Jeopardy all over the place. Actually, this just about an hour ago, I stopped by Brown's Chicken, the Brown's Chicken where I was employed for the first time, by the way, in Naperville. And the lady who was checking me out said, you know, the guy who's on Jeopardy, he used to work here. And and I said, yeah, I know him pretty well. But I mean, look, when you got the people at Brown's Chicken talking about it, when you got, especially here in Naperville, the whole town talking about it, people across America are talking about it, I think it's great for the ratings. Yeah, they're taking a little financial hit on the payouts, but I mean, you're in the media, you know it's all about getting viewers and listeners.
Yeah, well, and especially when you say, okay, my God, but he's won $1 million. Well, I'll bet Alex Trebek makes $1 million. I'll bet Vanna White makes $1 million. I'll bet they got $1 million for the publicity that they're getting. In my mind, it's a fair trade.
Right. And I'm not going to make this comment to throw shade at anyone, but I think the kicker for the Bears made like $6 million, you know, doing his job.
Right.
And I mean, he could be the greatest or worst kicker, but, you can get paid pretty well for that skill.
Well, and I wonder, though, whoever's coming up with the questions, I wonder what the lag time is between their authoring those questions and answers and him receiving them, because you'd think at some point they'd say, okay, we know he knows sports. Let's not do sports. I wonder if they're trying to write the game now at him to make it harder for him to win. Or for that matter.
When Ken Jennings was on, they actually changed the rules during his run. So they started letting his opponents practice with a buzzer. They gave him a practice buzzer
Really? Before
they played because they were hoping people could get faster at the trigger. And now everybody gets to do that. But, yeah, I mean, one change they could make, and I'm not trying to make suggestions for the show, but one thing they could do is start putting the daily doubles all over the board, because right now they're concentrated heavily in the row that's kind of one up from the bottom or two up from the bottom. That's where most of them are. And one of his big strategic advantages is he knows that and he searches for them there. And they're never in the top row. That's been a rule of the game for forever. So if they started throwing some in the top row, that'd be a pretty big change.
Our listeners have some questions for you. My last question for you is, do you think there would come a point where he would say, okay, I'm just going to walk away, let somebody else play the game, because I'd be here forever?
Yeah, I have no idea, but I really think these games are closer than people realize. I mean, there's been a lot of times where if someone else had gotten a daily double at a key time, he could have really been on the ropes. He was on the ropes twice. So I don't think he'd last long enough that it would get to that point. But, maybe I'm underestimating here.
Hey, here's a question from Bob. You're on WGN. Go ahead, Bob. You're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. I was just wondering, is there any one category or one, area that you've been really surprised that he's done really good at going, I had no idea he had any clue about this stuff?
Well, I don't know about a whole category, but last night there was a question about the Rugrats. And we actually didn't have Nickelodeon growing up, so he definitely didn't get that knowledge from our household, but he's pretty immature, so it wouldn't surprise me if he was watching that show in college.
Thanks for the call. Good question. Good question. The category was cartoon characters for 800. The answer was Chucky, Tommy, Angelica. He buzzed in and said, what is Rugrats? Good for him, I guess. Gene, you're on WGN. What was your question?
My question is, was he one of these kids, obviously very smart, but a tremendously good student, or was he the smart kid who just sort of was not so interested in grade school, high school, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I would definitely say number two to the extreme, right? So in spite of being a state math champion, he was a C student even in math because he would get a perfect score on every test, but then he would never do his homework. I mentioned this last time I was on John's show. One time he missed an entire final exam in college because he never went to class and he didn't realize they changed the date of the exam. So I don't quote me on this, but I think he may have even graduated U of I with like a D average or something. So definitely not the high grade point average student.
Somehow that's reassuring to a lot of people out there.
You too can be a Jeopardy star.
Exactly. 305 says, has James shouted out a birthday message to Ian on TV yet? I feel like I never saw Ian's name in Final Jeopardy.
Well, there's a reason for that. He did give me my birthday, 10-16-82, so that'd be 101,682. But the producer just had actually set up a new rule. This is the James Holzhauer rule that you can no longer do birthday shout-outs in Final Jeopardy. So
wait a minute. What do you mean? 10-16-82, that's your birthday.
Right.
So what?
So his. Go ahead.
You go ahead and explain how he was able to do a shout-out relative to that.
So after Final Jeopardy, his final score in one game was 101,682. So 10-16-82 was
it. He was able to manipulate his bet and winnings so that he would score your birthday?
Right. And he's done that for numerous people. I mean, that's the kind of stuff he can do instantly in his head. That's just always been that way. He could have done that as a 7-year-old.
That's off the chain. That is amazing.
Yeah.
In terms of betting, it seems like he's strictly numbers. Did he bet against what did he do on the Cubs in the World Series?
Gosh, this is a tough story, right? So, I mean, he's been the biggest Cubs fan for his entire life, but he had the story where back in like fourth grade, he was really emotionally attached to a football team, the San Diego Chargers, and they were the biggest underdogs ever to go into a Super Bowl, and he didn't care. He just bet even money, a whole bunch of money on the Chargers. And they got just destroyed by the 49ers. And he vowed from that point forward, he would never let his emotions get in the way of his betting. And so, yeah, he had some money riding against the Cubs in 16, which dampened the celebration he otherwise would have been able to have.
At what age did he make that decision not to let his emotions get in the way?
I think it was like fourth grade.
It's nice to talk to you again, Ian. Congratulations to your family. Obviously, some of the intelligence and charm has rubbed off on you, too. It's fun to visit. Let's connect again sometime soon.
Sounds good, John. Thanks for having me on.
Ian Holzhauer is James' brother.